into the LGBT world. Get it all in one package. Entertainment, music, gossip, an exclusive interview. Only on No Strings.
With Mike Payman.
This is a No Strings. Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast with Mike Payman.
Hi, welcome again to No Strings. I am Mike Payman. And No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it discusses LGBT issues every week. Now, for this week, we'll hear Joseph tell us something about a terrible homophobic experience that he had with the Nigerian police and army and navy put together. I'm sure after hearing this, you'd shed a few tears just like I did. Maybe you get to actually cry. Well, it's one of the pain and shame that one has to go through in Nigeria as an LGBT person. Well, before the show finally kickstarts, I'm going to take a quick time out now to finally come back again to continue with the show. Don't go anywhere, Mike Payman, and No Strings, of course, does continue. I'll be back.
It's No Strings with Mike Payman.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings. Ian, I am Mike Payman. And you're on to No Strings, of course. No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it talks and discusses LGBT issues every week. Now, for this week, of course, we're going to talk to Joseph. I am not going to mention his last name for security purposes, but Joseph had a horrible experience with the Nigerian police and army and navy put together. Joseph actually works with an NGO in Nigeria, Lagos, precisely. Yeah. And it was a pretty horrible, horrific experience. I had to even cry when I listened to his story. Let's get to meet Joseph now. Joseph, you're welcome to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. I'm so happy you have decided to share your story on No Strings. Now, Joseph, I understand that you work with an NGO in Nigeria that caters for the health of members of the LGBT community in Nigeria, of course. Please do not mention the name of this NGO for security purposes, but please tell us, what is your relationship with this NGO?
Thank you, Michael, for having me here. My relationship with this NGO is that I work as a community facilitator. I've been working with them over 2 years. And wow, this organization has been the best so ever to have happened to the Nigeria vulnerable youth.
So how is your work going so far?
The work has been very challenging, though, due to the fact that a lot of reasons, and we always thank God that it has always been a success story all the way.
So nice to hear that. Now, can you please tell us about the horrible experience you witnessed? Of course, detailing what actually happened, how many victims were involved, its time and place. Please tell us.
It was on the 25th of April 2015 when I was busy putting things together at the peer education session as the community facilitator.
Okay.
Because the organization mandated that all sessions in all local government to take part in a free mobile e-sitting, which is HIV counseling and testing.
Okay.
So as I was busy putting things together for both the tester and the peer educators, I received a call from one of the peer educators among the three that were selected to be in Ebeda, East Gowon Estate precisely.
Okay.
At about 4 p.m. That session has been invaded by army persons on Mufti.
Wow.
But we're putting on their boots and having their kubukos with them. So I quickly rushed down to the closest bus stop to the venue
where the peer educator was, who, after he was lucky to escape from the venue with some few of his peers and narrating to me how they were being attacked and disorganized by these army persons who, after much observation, were found to be residents of this Gowon estate. So immediately they were being held hostage the neighbors who have observed some of these participants and became homophobic, started making so much noise by calling these people gays, 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 and even when they thought that wasn't bad enough, they had to start calling them thieves.
Wow.
So whoever hear this will
come
want to hate in apprehending these people, these innocent Nigerian youth, so to say. At the long run, 15 peers, two peer educators, and the mother to one of the peer educators was made hostage. Being made to sit on the ground.
Imagine.
And being extremely humiliated.
That's a really horrible experience. Really horrible. And annoying. And sad. And painful. Please, can you tell us what led to the incident? Were they having any previous problems with the police or the army? Or do you think this is a classic case of homophobia stemming from the harsh homophobic lore that we have in Nigeria? Please tell us.
None of these people ever had any issue with any police or navy or army personnel. But what I suspect to have been the cause of this is due to the fact that one of the peer educators couldn't understand the real meaning of peers. So probably invited some of the so-called straight guys, and you know, and at the long run they were beat. It's either I screened them out or my program officer screened them out. So due to this, some of them might get home, and due to the pain of being rejected and being excluded, they might report to someone, and the person report to someone, and someone report to someone. Then from there, information spread. So at the end of the day, I am yet to see in any Nigerian constitution where gathering youths and enlighten each other on health risky behaviors becomes criminal offenses. Lest I forget, all those people held hostage were taken to Marshalashi police station around Alimosho, but due to the fact that some of our boss and, you know, managers and program officers were, you know, have connections and also have dialogues with most top military police commissioners. So after the intervention of some of these police commissioners and, you know, high ranked policemen, the peer educators and the peers and people were involved, even the tester that came from another organization that is working with my own organization, who came to do HIV testing and counseling. Was also arrested. They were being subjected to dehumaning torture, stripping them of their clothes and checking their private parts.
For what reason?
I mean, to the extent for Nigerian police to be sticking their fingers into the anus of Nigeria young men.
How
more cruel can this be?
How more? Wow, this is really terrible. So terrible. Now, these authorities, do you know any of them personally? What I mean is, do you know any of their names or anything that could be used to identify them? Or do you know where they are based? If yes, then provide us with that information, please.
These authorities are Navy and police personnel, and I have no identity of these people, because when the incident happened, we were all advised to stay clear the venue, and when resolving the issue, we were also advised to stay some distance from the police stations, so we ourselves will not either be identified, and you know, So due to this, there was no close view for me to be able to identify any of these authorities.
It's really painful. It's so painful, Joseph. So painful. I can't just explain how I'm feeling right now. Let me take a quick time out, and then finally we get to talk about the victims, and I get to hear from you how they're actually feeling. I'll be back as No Strings continues. Please don't go anywhere.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings, and I am Mike Damon. In case you're just joining me, you're on to No Strings, of course. And No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and it discusses LGBT issues every week. Now, for this week, I have been talking with Joseph, and he got to explain to me about the experience, horrible experience, of course, that he had with the Nigerian army and police put together in the Navy, and how they treated some friends. It's been quite sad. And now we get to hear from Joseph. Joseph, the victims, how are they doing now? What is the condition? I mean, health-wise, please tell us, please.
I'm sure these victims are physically doing good, but mentally, I am sure their lives are being affected mentally forever due to the fact that some of these victims' sexual orientation were being exposed to their guidance in an unpleasant and dehumaning manners.
Oh, so true, Joseph, so true. Now, just please tell us, has anyone filed any formal complaints against these authorities? If yes, then by whom and with who? And what action has been taken against them so far? Please tell us.
None of these victims has filed any complaint due to the fact that the incident caused some of them great shock. Talking with you right now, some of the peers are threatening the peer educator's life.
Okay, Joseph, is this your first time witnessing something like this, or it has happened before?
This is my first time experiencing this kind of degrading and dehumaning and excruciating torture of Nigerian authority towards our youth just because of being sexually different. Not even because of the same-sex marriage bill or whatever, or not even because they were caught in the hacks. For Christ's sake, these people sit together to enlighten each other about risky behaviors. I myself, apart from the fact that I am not directly involved in this homophobic act of Nigerian authorities, I am still feeling the pains because I can understand. For Christ's sake, I am a community member. I'm a Nigerian, and I know what is going on with Nigerian authorities. So, I think I will just rest my case here, because if I decide to continue talking about this, I might take the whole day, if not the whole month.
Of course.
So thank you, Michael, once again for having me.
Thank you too.
It's nice talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you again so much for deciding to share your experience in No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. I'm sure with the information provided, people are listening, and surely something will or should be done. Okay, we've actually come to the end of the show for this week. Of course, I'm going to be with you again next week, but the conversation, of course, does not end here. If you want to join up, you can do so using the Twitter handle at nspodcast1, or you can send me a personal email using info@nostringspodcast.surface.us. You can also call me up, of course. Just in case, another thing is, you should know that there are safe houses all over Nigeria. And just in case if you're having issues, you're an LGBT person, you're a member of the community and you're having issues, you can, call me, of course. the phone number using 081-3874-8350. You can call and then you can help. Also, another thing is, don't just download episodes. Make sure you subscribe on the website, and if you have any comments or whatever you want to talk about, you can leave it there on the website. You can visit www.nostringspodcast.wordpress.com. Thank you once again for being with me on No Strings. I'm going to be with you again next week for another exciting episode. So do have a wonderful week ahead of you. Bye-bye.
Dive into the LGBT world. Get it all in one package. Entertainment, music, gossip, an exclusive interview. Only on No Strings.
With Mike Damon.